Hello, this is episode 3 of Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Nick Drake. Every Wednesday evening with Richland Baptist Church, some of the adults that aren't serving downstairs in the children's ministry are helping in other areas of the church ministry. We meet for prayer meeting, and then following our prayer meeting, we have a short Bible study. And right now on Wednesday evenings, we are doing this Ask the Pastor series on various issues of life, ministry, and church, and different things about what the Bible says about those issues. So we're going to go over a few of those questions and talk about what we discussed Wednesday evening in our most recent Ask the Pastor Bible study. So the first question we're going to talk about in this episode is, if there were only one verse in the entire Bible, which would your desired verse be? Now, this is a really tough question, of course, because the Bible's a big book with 66 books and thousands of verses, and honestly, I'm thankful I don't have to choose this, and I'm thankful that we have much more than one verse, much more of God's Word to lead us and guide us and teach us and correct us and help us to live the life that God has called us to live and to know and have a relationship with Him. My favorite personal verse in the Bible, kind of my life verse, if you will, is Acts 20:34, which says, "I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace." But I suppose if I had to choose just one verse in the Bible, it probably ought to be a verse that tells the gospel message. Of course, the gospel really isn't summed up, at least not sufficiently, in just one verse. But I think it's hard to beat Romans 10:9. And really what I hope that the first part of this episode will be maybe be some verses that I would encourage you to memorize, to put in your mind, to meditate on these verses and memorize them so that you can have kind of a repertoire, if you will, of verses to share with those that you come into contact with, both for your own sake and also for others' sake, to know and respond to the gospel. But I think it's hard to beat Romans 10:9, which says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." So, I mean, you have the gospel message there, the death of Jesus Christ, being raised from the dead, believing that he is Lord, and that is what is required for salvation. I think that's important. You could really go with the whole Romans road, Romans 3:23, which of course says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So we know that there's a problem, and it's our sin. And then Romans 6:23, which others might argue would be the gospel in one verse. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." So that's eternal death. "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So we have Romans 6:23, which would also be a great verse to sum up the gospel. Romans 5:8, which to me is the greatest verse on love in the Bible. "God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In fact, I would probably be more comfortable with this question if they said, "What one paragraph would you choose if there was only one in the Bible?" That would make me feel a little bit more comfortable because I feel like there's a good summary of what we need to know in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, which, you know, you might argue is the most important paragraph in the Bible, just as far as what it teaches us. I want to read that paragraph to you right now. Romans 3, beginning in verse 21, it says, "But now apart from the law, God's righteousness has been revealed, attested by the law and the prophets," that is, God's righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, "to all who believe, since there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That's Romans 3:23, which I mentioned previously. Verse 24, it says, "They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God presented him as a propitiation through faith in his blood to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his restraint, God passed over the sins previously committed. He presented him to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so that he would be righteous and declare righteous the one who has faith in Jesus." So there are, it's hard to beat something like that because it's very clear in that passage the problem of our sin, the solution to our sin is Jesus Christ and how we can turn away from our sin and follow him. So, I think that's a great paragraph right there, Romans 3:21-26. There are obviously many other great verses in the Bible that illustrate the gospel clearly, and these are some other ones I would encourage you to commit to memory. This is actually two verses, and I kind of cheated here, but Mark 10:44-45, which says, when Jesus is talking, he says, whoever wants to be first must be slave to all, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Or, of course, there's John 3:16, which is probably the most famous Bible verse, the one that most people know. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So we see a great picture of the gospel there in John 3:16. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Or same book, 2 Corinthians, but 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Although he was rich for your sake, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. 1 Timothy 1:15, it says, this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them. So that's a great gospel verse for us to consider that's personal for all of us, as it was for Paul. And then finally, 1 Peter 3:18. And if I had to pick one book in the Bible that is my favorite, it would probably be 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God after being put to death in the fleshly realm, but made alive in the spiritual realm. The next question that we're going to discuss in this podcast is, if you were to go back in time, whom from the Old Testament would you want to hang out with? So again, another great question. There are a lot of great options in the Old Testament of people I'd love. And of course, this question was with the exception of God himself, but for the Old Testament characters. So, you know, we could go all the way back, Adam and Eve. I mean, think about it. They're the only people besides Jesus who knew what perfection was. I mean, before they sinned, they had a perfect relationship with God. So it's hard to beat that. But of course, that was short-lived, their perfection, because of their sin in Genesis chapter 3. So you could also talk about Noah, who at the time of his life was the only righteous man on earth. I mean, the guy built the ark. He essentially saved all of humanity, including us. God did, of course, but used Noah to do so. So Noah would be a great one. Abraham, of course, because of his incredible faith and because of the covenant, and he's considered the father of many nations. So we've got Abraham, and we've got his wife Sarah, a woman who had a child at 90 years old, the child of promise. We've got Joseph. I mean, the amazing lows of Joseph's life, followed by the incredible highs of his life, the fact that he became the second most powerful man in the world and got to oversee the salvation of many people physically as he used the wisdom that God had given him to deliver people in Egypt and to bring God's people to Egypt, and in Joseph's incredible closeness with God. Or how about Enoch? I mean, Enoch didn't even die. He was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, the Bible tells us. I mean, how incredible would that have been to hang out with Enoch? Or David, who was tough as nails. I mean, David defeated Goliath, this little shepherd boy who defeated Goliath. He killed lions and bears, it seems like, with possibly his bare hands. He was a man, the Bible says, after God's own heart. Or how about Samson, his sheer strength? He killed hundreds of men by himself. Just the incredible strength of Samson. But, you know, if I had to choose one, I say it's a tough question because there's a lot of great characters in the Old Testament, but really it's not a tough question for me. There's no question if I had to choose one person from the Old Testament with whom to hang out, it would be Moses. I mean, really, is there anyone who is closer to God in the entire Bible than Moses? Royal upbringing, and yet he willingly suffered. He could have been the prince, maybe eventually the king, and yet he willingly suffered with his people. God spoke to him in a burning bush. I mean, all the miracles that God did through Moses in Egypt to deliver God's people out of Egypt. The Passover, of course, the last of the plagues, the Passover, when God passed over the the people of Egypt and didn't kill their firstborn, and how Moses was such an incredible part of that story and leading the people through the Red Sea and seeing that Red Sea lifted and Moses sending the staff over the Red Sea and it lifting up by the grace of God and the work of God in that situation. Moses going up on the mountain and receiving the Ten Commandments. I mean, he saw the train of God's robe, God's glory. I mean, how incredible would it have been to be Moses? He was glowing when he came down from that mountain. People couldn't even look at his face. He had to put a veil over his face. I mean, wouldn't it have been awesome to hang out with Moses? Probably the Old Testament character who was the most like Jesus, right? I mean, Hebrews talks a lot about Moses. And how about Jesus, of course, being the better Moses? And God had promised to send a prophet like Moses who would be better than Moses. And of course, Jesus was that promised Messiah. So Moses would be my answer to that question. And then the other question, the last question we're going to answer in this podcast is, if you could go back in time to the New Testament, who would you want to hang out with? Of course, not talking about Jesus when he was here in the flesh. Now, again, there's many great options. It's really hard to beat the Apostle Paul, isn't it? I mean, all the missionary journeys, all the churches he started, all the disciples that he made, all the New Testament letters he wrote, at least 13, you know, almost half of the letters of our New Testament, all the dreams and visions he had, how God spoke to him, including his salvation on the road to Damascus, all the miracles that Paul saw and God used him to perform. You know, it'd be hard also to beat the inner three with Jesus, the three closest disciples to Jesus, Peter, James, and John, because of their closeness to Jesus when he walked the earth and their role in the early church. But again, you know, I think I would actually choose Stephen. There's something about Stephen. You know, you look at Acts chapter 6 and chapter 7, and you see Stephen's incredible character, his incredible boldness, his incredible courage, how he shone like an angel at the end of verse chapter 6, and they wanted to kill him. And then he preached the longest sermon in the entire book of Acts, in Acts chapter 7, and preached the gospel and really acted just like Christ. I mean, I think, man, when I read that sermon and when I see Peter's response at the end of chapter 7 and how he prayed for the forgiveness of those who were killing him, murdering him, I'm not sure there's anyone I would have rather have gotten to know than Stephen, and I hope he would have rubbed off on me and that I could have a close relationship with God like Stephen obviously did, the first martyr in the Christian church. So those are my answers to those three questions. Hope you'll enjoy future episodes of Ask the Pastor. I hope you were encouraged by this one. And if you have questions to submit, let us know. You can fill those out on the app here through the Connect section. You can also contact us through email or phone call or Facebook or any of the other outlets there on our website too. So hope you enjoyed the episode and hope to talk to you soon.